This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Outpouring of love for Simone from her teammates.
She's not a quitter.
The tsunami of love and support that's coming her way.
And what Simone's mental health consultant is saying today.
At some point, the brain just says, no more.
Then, where's his mask? He's indoors, in a crowd.
And the worried dad who says he'll lie about his daughter's age to get her the vaccine.
Will you do whatever it takes to get your child vaccinated?
Plus, make yourself at home. The burglars dip in the family pool.
It was very invasive.
Then, the terrifying 30-foot plunge.
Collapsed lung, cracked 3 ribs, crushed vertebrae.
Plus, the college student who got into the wrong car. Mom's message to the killer as the sentence comes in.
The murder that changed how Americans use ride shares.
Then the TV reporter hassled on camera.
You're beautiful as hell.
She was just trying to do her job. Wait till you see what happens next.
Oh my God.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Kelvey, and today for Deborah, there's an outpouring of support for Olympic gymnast Simone Biles as she announces she's also dropping out of the all-around competition on Thursday. But if there's any doubt about her decision, her teammates have her back, saying she's no quitter. Amber Cogliano reports.
The world is embracing Simone Biles after her announcement that she will not compete in the individual all-around competition to focus on her mental health.
It really does show that strong people can be challenged with their mental health.
Really, Simone's showing us what strength truly is.
USA Gymnastics said in a statement they wholeheartedly support Simone's decision and applaud her bravery in prioritizing her well-being.
I hope she knows America loves her.
We are proud of you and we are rooting for you, Michelle Obama tweeted.
I love you guys.
Simone's teammates are also standing by her.
She's not a quitter. You will never see Simone just go out there and not do what she knows she can do.
But some are pushing back against the tidal wave of support. TV personality Piers Morgan says, sorry, Simone Biles, but there's nothing heroic or brave about quitting. You let down your teammates, your fans, and your country. Former Olympic gymnastic greats are saying Simone made the right call.
I just want to remind people it's very different than other sports gymnastics. If you don't feel at your best or something feels off, like you can like go out there and seriously injure yourself. You can fall on your head. It's very, very dangerous.
I mean, we're human beings. We have emotions. We deal with things just like everybody else does. So, but we're also at the, like we're literally, the spotlight is on us. We're supposed to carry all this stuff, and it's difficult.
Simone talked about what happened during her vault performance, in which she only completed 1.5 rotations instead of the expected 2.5.
I was trying a 2.5, and I ended up doing a 1.5, just got a little bit lost in the air, which is really unfortunate.
Getting lost in the air is something that can happen to any gymnast, says Olympic gold medal winner Dominique Dawes.
I had trouble many times twisting on the uneven parallel bars and forgetting what direction or the feeling of my body of how I'm supposed to twist.
I spoke with mental health consultant Robert Andrews, who worked with Simone for 4 years.
You knowing her, what do you think pushed her to make this difficult decision?
It is stress related. And at some point, the brain just says, no more. It's not safe for you to do this. We're going to shut things down. And that's exactly what happened with her.
Andrews was brought in to work with Simone after a disastrous performance at the U.S. Classic competition in 2013. During which she badly stumbled at 3 events.
Her father called me in March of 2013. He said, I have a a talented young gymnast who has no confidence in herself. Can you help her? And I said, yeah, let's get to work. And we had a great run of about 4 years together of success that's never been seen before in the sport. So yeah, it kind of makes me emotional that I didn't have the opportunity to help her this go around.
With all her historic triumphs, Simone has had her share of anguish. She was sexually abused by the notorious USA Gymnastics team doctor, Larry Nassar. She battled ADHD and depression. Just last month, Simone's brother was acquitted in a triple murder trial. Now all of America is rooting Simone's return to Olympic glory. If not now, then next week when four individual events are held.
USA Gymnastics says Simone will be evaluated daily before deciding if she will participate in next week's individual events. Just as the nation felt like we were starting to see the pandemic in our rearview mirror, mask mandates are back. But as Stephen Fabian reports, many Americans are frustrated about going backwards in our battle against COVID-19.
As Americans are told to put their masks on, what's this? Seriously, Mr. President? Biden got up close with supporters at a Mack truck plant in Allentown, Pennsylvania, even hugging some and posing for photos. It sure looks as if he's ignoring new guidance from the CDC that masks should be worn indoors by everyone, even if you're vaccinated.
All Americans wear masks indoors where COVID is surging.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky and Dr. Fauci took to the airwaves today to explain the reversal is based on new data about breakthrough cases.
If you are vaccinated and you are one of those rare breakthrough infections, you actually have the capacity to pass it to somebody else.
What has changed is the virus. The CDC hasn't changed, and the CDC hasn't really flip-flopped at all.
The CDC releasing this color-coded map. Every county in red and yellow should require that masks be worn indoors. That's 60% of the country, including all of Florida. Also, the nation's three largest cities, New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. As of today, everyone at the White House, staff, the press, and visitors must now be masked indoors at all times. Fox reporter Griff Jenkins posted this selfie on Instagram writing, "Look what's back." The new guidance was blasted by some.
It's literally insane or diabolical to issue new directives that punish Americans who are just getting back on their feet.
Meantime, President Biden says he's optimistic that vaccines for children under 12 years old could be available as soon as next month. But some parents may not be willing to wait. Megan Alexander spoke to one dad who's considering lying about his daughter's age to make her eligible.
This worried dad says he's considering lying about his daughter's age to get her vaccinated.
Will you do whatever it takes to get your child vaccinated?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at all my options, and right now the option I'm leaning towards is getting her vaccinated before her age group.
As the pandemic rages on and schools across the USA start reopening, some parents are resorting to lying about their kids' age to get them vaccinated.
Right now, only kids 12 and older are eligible for the vaccine. Jason's daughter is 9.
Are other people doing this already?
Yes. I made a post on a local moms group here in Austin, and it blew up. And there's a network of moms who tell you the best places to go and where to go, that type of thing, what time to go.
But Vanderbilt University's Dr. William Schaffner says it's a bad idea.
I applaud the parents' interest in protecting the child, of course, but they're jumping the gun. When we administer vaccines to children, we want to make absolutely sure that they are safe and that they're going to be effective.
Youngsters like 11-month-old Soren and his 3-year-old brother Andel are participating in an authorized trial to test the Pfizer vaccine on kids.
She studies and works in immunology, and so we were able to look into a lot of the details. And once we looked into details, I'd say we were not nervous.
And how are they doing?
They're doing great. Yeah.
Maybe the message about vaccines is working. Last week, the number of people who got vaccinated was up more than 10% from the previous week. That's not just anyone taking a dip in a pool on a hot summer's day. It's actually an accused burglar who decided to cool off before breaking and entering.
a burglar makes himself at home, even taking a dip in the pool. Then he dries off with a towel and helps himself to a lemon. The intruder attempts to burst through the back doors of the house in LA, but fails. He comes back, rams the doors again, and this time shatters the glass. On his third try, success. He busts in. Not long after, he flees with a backpack loaded with stolen goods. Jim Murray spoke with the homeowners, Sharon and Dr. Roger Durr.
When you watch the video and you saw the person was so brazen as to go into your pool, use your towel to dry off, take a lemon, and then break in, what went through your mind?
I was scared. I mean, it was very invasive.
I was in absolute shock.
They say the creep was scared off when he heard their teenage son coming down the stairs.
Since the incident, the family has stepped up their security system with additional sensors and locks. It's called the Wheel of Destiny, but almost led to disaster when a seasoned acrobat fell in a terrible accident. Now he's talking to Les Trent from his hospital bed.
What you're about to watch may be difficult for some viewers. The acrobat falls, smashing into the metal frame and tumbling to the ground. First responders rush to treat the stricken daredevil. He's a member of a carnival family known as the Nerveless Knox.
They want to hear you scream!
This is how their show normally plays out, balancing on the cage of a contraption known as the Wheel of Destiny. But this day, as the crowd at a fair in Cape Cod watched, the stunt went horribly wrong.
Collapsed lung, cracked three ribs, crushed vertebrae, and a little crack in my spine.
I spoke to 23-year-old Cyrus Knock and his father, Michelangelo, from his hospital bed.
Are you in pain?
Yeah, a lot of pain in my back.
Cyrus tells me the accident happened at the very end of his routine.
I was getting ready to bow for the people, for the grand applause, and I got disorientated. I misplaced my left foot, and I fell.
Michelangelo, can you tell me what you were thinking as you were watching this?
Just horror. We're so thankful to God that he's only got the injuries he has.
Cyrus, I have to ask you, think you'll be heading back to the Wheel of Destiny anytime soon?
Yes, the show must go on, so yeah, I'll be on that wheel.
Wow. Luckily, emergency crews were already on the scene when that accident happened. It was a crime that shocked the nation. A 21-year-old college student was murdered after she got into a car she mistook for her Uber. Now her mom is in tears as she delivers a powerful impact statement in a case that has changed the way we all use ride shares.
A grieving mom vents her rage at the man just convicted of brutally murdering her daughter.
I close my eyes and I feel what she endured at his hands. The final moments, her bare feet kicking and fighting for her life. I visualize the blood flowing from her body, her beautiful body.
21-year-old Samantha Josephson was just weeks away from graduating from the University of South Carolina.
I was planning my trip to Columbia in 2019 to watch my daughter graduate from college. Instead, I went to Columbia to gather her belongings.
Surveillance video captured the heartbreaking moment Samantha climbed into the killer's car, mistaking it for an Uber she had ordered. 27-year-old Nathaniel Rowland used the child lock to trap Samantha. She was stabbed 120 times.
Samantha's brutal murder touched a nerve in all of us. It changed the way people use Uber. Most people now know to check the license plate of your rideshare and that the driver is supposed to say your name.
Check, say your name. Have that person say their name as well so that you know that the vehicle that you're ordering is the one that's actually there, so that all of us can be safe, so that Sammy's death won't be in vain.
We deserve to find the defendant guilty.
There were scenes of raw emotion in court as Roland was found guilty, but he showed no remorse.
I know I'm innocent. But I guess what I know and what I think really doesn't matter.
That only angered the judge, who cited the overwhelming video evidence.
There were 1,000 roads. Each road led to you. There's 1,000 trails. Each trail led to you.
He sentenced Roland to life in prison.
That sentence must be served for the remaining days of your natural life.
Back with more Inside Edition after this.
Next,
TV reporter hassled on camera.
You beautiful as hell.
She was just trying to do her job. Wait till you see what happens next.
Oh my God.
Then real life beauty and the beast.
Gaston, my boyfriend just broke up with me. Will you go out with me?
He said, what?
What would you like to say to him now?
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
It's the video illustrating what many female TV reporters deal with in the field. While doing her job, this reporter was heckled by two men, but the way she handled it has her being called a class act.
A television reporter is about to go live, then this happens. A knucklehead is hassling her off camera.
20 seconds.
Thank you.
Brianna Hamblin is a rising young reporter in Rochester, New York.
You beautiful as hell.
Thank you.
Ever so politely, she tells the guy to get lost.
Why are you over here on camera, though?
Watch Spectrum News. You can find out. Go find a TV and watch Spectrum News. You can find out.
But the disgusting comments get more intense.
You are sexy.
She can't believe it.
Oh my God.
On Twitter, the reporter had this to say. What makes you think women want to be talked to that way? In no way is this endearing. It's uncomfortable. It's gross. Nearly 5 million people have watched the video, angry about what the reporter experienced. Other reporters have faced similar incidents of harassment. This reporter was interviewing fans outside a soccer game in Toronto when a guy hurled an offensive word. She didn't let it slide.
It's a disgusting thing to say. It's degrading to women.
A reporter in Savannah, Georgia, was touched on her backside by a runner during a marathon. And sports reporter Katie Nolan couldn't believe it when she was kissed on live TV. I was propositioned while on location.
Can I try to pick you up right on TV?
No. So, message to all harassers, knock it off.
We are done here.
Hamblin said she is harassed several times a week while reporting. And when we come back, why you should never ask Beauty and the Beast villain Gaston out for a date.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Here's a tip. If you're looking for love, don't ask Beauty and the Beast bad boy Gaston for a date.
It's a tale as old as time. A young woman dumped by her boyfriend. In this case, Grace Fultz went to Disney World looking to mend her broken heart. But she certainly didn't get any love from Gaston, the arrogant villain from Beauty and the Beast.
Don't I deserve the best?
Gaston! My boyfriend just broke up with me. Will you go out with me?
Ouch! Definitely not the answer she was looking for.
Oh my God!
Did you get roasted?
What would you like to say to him now?
Gaston, you're looking for the most beautiful girl in town. Well, you found her.
You're definitely too good for Gaston. And when we come back, fun in the sun doesn't go as planned. Finally, we're gonna need a bigger pool.
Nothing beats a pool on a hot summer day. Even if your pool isn't quite big enough. Whoops. And check out these intrepid tubers. looks fun until, whoa, girls overboard times three.
Yikes. See you next time.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.